Okay, the shir is Zvachim Daf Lamed Dalet. Zvachim Daf Lamed Dalet. And today's shir is sponsored by, in honor of a Talmud of mine, Mazel Tov to Ezra Chaya Matthew Siegel, on his 21st birthday, by his parents, Mommy, Daddy, and Ali. So thank you for the sponsorship. Mazel Tov to Ezra Chaya Matthew Siegel on his 21st birthday. Okay. We continue. Zvachim Daf Lamed Dalet. We're in the sugya discussions of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel related to the isser of touching a carbon when one is tameh, eating a carbon when one is tameh, going into the Beis Hamikdash when one is tameh. It's a related machlokas that was brought up on Lama Gimel and Beis. How did this come up in Kol HaPsulin? So if you remember, Ravin in the name of Rabbi Avo brought it up. Because on Lamed Beis Mabeis, we had the Shita of Ula, which we discussed at length yesterday. Ula holds that if I stick my hand into the Azara, I get Malkus. And that was the Sugya, Bia B'mikzah Shma Bia. I just stick my hand in. Then the end of the Gemara yesterday on Lamed Gimel Mabeis, Ravina said, is that totally true? Maybe that's only limited to Malkus? That was how Rashi interpreted, that even if you say Bia B'mikzah Shma Bia, it's only regard to getting Malkus, but not in regard to getting Kares. And that's how you answer a number of the questions. The Reb Chaim quoted in the Brisker Rav had a different shot of what Ravina meant. Really, he held. Reb Chaim argued with Rashi. He says it beferish. He says, even though, according to Ravina, Ula holds Bia B'mikzah Lav Shma Bia. And the Isser under discussion is not going in, but bringing in. Not going into the Beis HaMikdash, which one which needs to have a body, and you get into the whole discussion of Bia Mikdash, Shema Bia or not. No, it's based on the other Isser that the Rambam mentions in Hilchas Bias Mikdash, Paragimel Halacha Tezayin, which is bringing something tummy into the Beis HaMikdash, and then, doesn't matter what you do, it's just you're bringing in. We mentioned throwing into the Beis HaMikdash would at most be Malkus, but bringing something, it could also be Karis, and that was the discussion of Reb Chaim. But then Ravin, in the name of Rabbi Avo, said, no, we have the whole Ula wrong. We have the Misor of what Ula said was wrong. It has nothing to do with going into the Beis HaMikdash, sticking one's hand into the Beis HaMikdash, but it has to do with touching a carbon. That's what was mentioned on the third line of Lama Gimel on the Beis, Tamei Shenaga Bakodesh. That is the discussion of Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish said, you get Malkus, and Rabbi Yochanan said, what does not get Malkus, because that's about Truma. And then we got into touching Truma versus touching Karbanis. Let's start again from the beginning. Thank you. The beginning of the Brisa, five lines up on Lama Gimel Lama Beis. Tanya Kavasi de Reish Lakish. The Brisa supports Reish Lakish, who says that the Isser of Bechal Kodesh Lo Siga, not touching a carbon, also includes not eating a carbon. Bechal Kodesh Lo Siga, Azhara Lo Ochel. That really, even though it says don't touch, it includes not to eat. Do we say it means, as we assume from our Masora, not eating, or is it only not to touch? How do you have a case of eating without touching? How do you have a case like that? So, the Rishonim always say, Tachav bebeis ablia. Somebody sticks it into my throat. Somebody sticks it into my throat. So is that called a touching? That might not be called a touching. If the inside of my throat touches it, I open my mouth wide, but it's still called eating. So that might be a nafkamina where you only have one without the other. Touching you have whenever you just touch it beferish. Okay, so tabalomar b'chal kodesh lo siga v'al hamikdash lo tzavu. In the same pasuk, you have the phrase about not touching and not going into the Beis HaMikdash. Makish kodesh lo mikdash. So we compare kodesh, which is karbanos, tasha karbanos, lo mikdash to going into the Beis HaMikdash. Ma mikdash davar sheyesh bo netilas neshama. Just like mikdash is talking about something that is, there is a chi of misa if I go in. Av kodesh davar sheyesh bo netilas neshama. So too, the touch of the carbon has to be something that has to do with netilas neshama, which means eating. V'ibinogeya netilas neshama mi'ika. By touching a carbon, one is tameh, is that going to get yechi of misa? No. So, ela ba'achila. It must be talking about eating the carbon when I'm tameh and not just touching it. So now the Brisa continues. V'yakati mi bo'ilei l'tameh she'achal ba'... The Gemara continues. L'tameh she'achal ba'asar kodesh l'fnei zrika. 1 minute. The pasuk is used up. Reish Lakish uses this not just for touching but for eating, but really he uses it for something else, for eating a carbon before Zrikas Hadam. Because I might have thought that only eating a carbon after Zrikas Hadam is included, because that's when it has the status of a carbon, that's when it's basar, that's when it's ro'i la'achila, and once something is in the parsha to eat, so that's when maybe the isurim kick in of tumah. But before zrika, it's not shayach to eat it. So I might say, you know why you can't eat this carbon? Because you didn't do zrikas adam yet. Not because you're tamei. So maybe the isser of eating betumah does not apply. So Reish Lakish uses this pasuk to teach me it's aser even before zrika. De itmar, because we learned, tamei sha'achal basar kodesh lefnei zrika. If a tamei person eats the basar kodesh before zrika, and a zrika matirs achila. Yes, it also brings kapara. We mentioned achila also connects to being matir achila. But you need to do the zrika before eating, right? It matters by kachim kachim, it matters by kachim kalim. And if you remember, we discussed by a carbon mincha, the haktara, the burning of the komets, which takes the place of the zrika, that matters also achila. That matters eating the leftovers of the carbon mincha, the shirayim. By all carbon minchas, except one brought by a kohen himself, a carbon mincha brought by a Yisrael, it could be, once the komets is huktar, so then the rest of it could be eaten by the kohenim of that mishmar. So, Haktara or Zrika always matters achila. So how do I know if a Tameh eats basar before Zrika, it's still asr mishum achila by a Tameh? So Reish Lakish Amar Loker, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Loker. Reish Lakish Amar Loker. Reish Lakish says you get Malkus, why? B'chol Kodesh Losika. It says you're not allowed to touch any Kodesh, any carbon, when you are Tameh. Loshna lefnei zrika, loshna lachar zrika. We say that, and that's included, that means achila. And we say that, so there's no distinction made between before and after zrika. Rabbi Yochanan amar eino loke, why? Kidatani bardala, asya tumaso tumaso. Right, because of the gzeira shava that we mentioned yesterday, v'chikas of hahul achar zrika. And the other one is written after zrika. So therefore, the pasuk is already used up. And even more to the point, so how, what are we learning? We're learning that the isser of a tummy person eating eating a karban. But the problem is, before zrika, you're not going to get karis, and after zrika, you're going to get karis. So how could he learn two halachas from the same pasuk with different punishments that come depending on when you do it? How could you learn that? So im kain, says the Gemara, le makra bakodesh. My bichal kodesh, shma minatarti. Okay, end of the braisa. So you learn both before and after zrika from the extra word. You learn a different halacha with a different punishment. Okay. Gufa, says the Gemara. Tamei sha'achal basar kodesh lefnei zrika. So we just quoted this machlokas. A tamei person who eats karbanos before zrika sadam. Reish Lakish amar loke. Rabbi Yochanan amar eino loke. It's the machlokas whether you get malchus or not. Everybody agrees it's aser. The question is whether you get malchus or not. Amar Abaya, machlokas betumas haguf. The machlokas between them whether you get malchus or not is only if the person is tamei. The person is tamei, that's when there's a machlokas. Aval betumas basar, but if the that only there, that's where Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get malchus. That's the only possibility. But tumas basar, where it's a tahar person that ate tamei meat, Tamei karban, then everybody agrees you're going to get malchus there. Divrei HaKol Loke. De Amar Kra, because the pasuk says, V'ha basar l'rabos eight simul avona. The word v'ha basar includes even wood and frankincense. The lav b'nei achila ninhu, which are not b'nei achila, those are not edible, can't eat wood, can't eat frankincense. V'yafilo hachi rabinu kra, and yet they're included in the pasuk l'isser. From the word bahabasar. So surely also, basar, which is tameh, you might say, which is edible, that surely would get malchus as well. Right? You call shagain basar, even if it's before zrika, because it is edible. That is what Abaya says. The machlokas is only by tumas agufa, by tumas basar, everybody would agree. A call shagain from eitzim and lavona. Question that the Rishonim ask here is, eitzim and lavona, so they become tameh? Can they become tameh? They're not food. So, and even if they are food, are they hokshal akabal tuma? You know, there's a mitzvah, one of the 613, called tumas ochlin. Tumas ochlin means you have something food to become tameh, a vegetable, a fruit. We discussed many times. It has to have one of the seven liquids touch it, yad shachat dam. So how do you solve that problem when it comes to eitzim and lavona? So that's the top Tosfos here, quotes the sugya that we discussed at length in Maseches Pesachim. Mehachan afkalon. This is the source for the principle of dechibas kodesh machsheres. We mentioned this a couple days ago. Chibas hakodesh. The love, the precious nature of how Klal Yisrael look at items in the Beis HaMikdash, look at Karbanos, that itself allows us to overcome certain halachic barriers, and even though you might say there's no Hefshel L'Kabel Tumah here, still will allow this to become Tumah. Tosus though asked though, quotes the Gemara in Pesachim, Umakshim, Hada Amar Perakam of the Pesachim, we learned in the first Perakim Pesachim that all liquids in the Beis HaMikdash are Tahar. Right, you can't have blood and all the other types of liquids that are all over the Azara being Tamei. Mashke be mitzbachaya dachan, all the liquids of the makom hamizbeach are istar kagon yayin v'shemen, the yayin that they're going to use for nisach hamayim, the shemen that they mixed into the menachos. Asks Tosfos, amai liskashu b'chibas hakodesh kamo isim v'lavona, just like chibas hakodesh allows wood and frankincense, which are not food, to be called food and be able to be makabel tuma. So why don't you say the same thing for oil, for wine? Oil is not drinkable before it gets mixed in. How do you know oil is not drinkable? The Gemara at the beginning of the sixth parak in Brachas asks, what bracha do you make on oil? The Gemara says, what do you mean what bracha do you make on oil? If it's an ingredient and it's the ikar ingredient in something, so then you know, you go ikar and tafel. If it's not the ingredient, then you don't relate to it. If you drink it straight, the Gemara says, that's mazik. That's mazik. So therefore what? Actually, the machlokas Rashi Rambam there. It's mazik there for what? Rashi says you don't make a bracha. If somebody's hurting, you don't make a bracha on a davar hamazik. The Rambam says shahakol. Rambam says you make a shahakol on a davar hamazik. Machlokas Rashi Rambam, I think we've touched on in the past about related to the bracha of shahakol. But oil itself is not a food. It's not a drink. So Tosfos asks, why don't you say chibas hakodesh allows yayin and shemen to become tamei? So Tosfos answers here, Yesh Lomar, the Chibas HaKodesh, Mahani L'Shavye Ochel, Meve HaBasar, Midi De Dami Lo Ochel. Kogon Eitzim Olavona, Shehu Dover Av, V'Koshek Ein Ochel. Tosfos is Mechalik between solids and liquids. When it comes to solids, that's called food. So wood is closer to real food than oil is. Because wood is a solid. Even though you use oil in food, but that's how Chibas HaKodesh could allow you to overcome that. Aval Shavye Hamashke Ka'ochel Mukshar Lo Mahan Yechibas HaKodesh. To make liquids into an Ochel Mukshar, Ochel, which is ready to be Makabel Tuma, Chibas HaKodesh cannot do that. That is Tosfos' chiluk. What is Tosfos alluding to here? Maybe he's alluding to something that the Minchas Chinuch mentions. Minchas Chinuch, in one of the most important sources related to the sugi in Kuf Mem Hei, the Minchas Chinuch in the mitzvah of the Isser, of not eating karbanos when one is tameh, that's the Kuf Mem Hei, Shol Lechol Basar Kashim Shenitma, the Sefer Chinuch says, V'hu Adinim Adam Tameh She'asar Lechol Basar Tahar, right, all the included Isurim. So there, the Minchas Chinuch says, there are two types of Chibas HaKodesh. Why does the Minchas Chinuch come on to this Chiddush? Because he has a problem which all the Achronim have with the Rambam. And that is Chibas HaKodesh. Is that a concept d'oraisa or is that a concept d'rabbanan? Right, the fact that we're allowed to overcome halachic barriers using the principle of Chibas HaKodesh, that the Karbanis are very dear and precious. That's a machlokas. Rashi seems to say that it is a concept of Rabbanan Tiknu. Rashi seems to say in Pesachim, while Bali Tosfos there say in a number of places that it seems to be a Din D'oraisa. Tosfos right here, second Tosfos, Mashpish Hidrasha Gemura, Velo Asmachta, as we're going to have soon. Tosfos seems to say it's a concept of D'oraisa. If you look at the Rambam, there's a problem. Because the Rambam, on the one hand, in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, Perek Yud, bring it. No, Yud Zayin, the Rambam Menuchos Tumas Ochlin says it only allows Tuma Durabanan to be chal on the item if you use the principle of Chibas HaKodesh. And yet, in Psulei HaMikdashim Yuches Yud Beis, he quotes this halacha of Eitzim Ulevona, which is a Din D'Oraisa. Yuches Yud Beis in Psulei HaMikdashim, he quotes the halacha. So all the Achronim ask, how is it possible? Where is it? Yudches Yud Beis, right here. Also latame es hakachim, ola sabi mehem tuma harshari posol sam vehuadin. So where's the? Okay, I can't find it right now. But the Rambam says, I thought it was Psulei HaMukdashin, I wrote it down, Yud Ches Yud Beis, okay, I'm not going to read it now, but the Achronim ask, how is it possible the Rambam quotes our drasha, seemingly as a din d'oraisa, including Kometz and Eitzim, while he says in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin is only allowed on a rabbinic level. So is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din d'rabbanan? That's where the Menchas Chinuch steps in. Says the Menchas Chinuch, there are two types of Chibas HaKodesh, which we've just alluded to, but we didn't say it as two types. Number one is when you take non-foods and make them food. That is type 1 Chibas HaKodesh. Shnei Inyonim Chibas HaKodesh. Aleph. Af de'eino ochel klal kagon eitzim olavona. De'eino makabo tumah b'chol makom kiva de'eino ochel omashke mikol makom gabei kodesh mar behapasek kan v'habasar de'makabo tumah. Va'od yesh ochlim de'makabel. So that's number one. You have something that is not makabel tumah because it's not a food, and you allow it to be makabel tumah. Va'od yesh ochlim de'makabel tumah b'chol makom rak tzarach hechsher mayim o'shev mashkin. And there's another concept of chibas hakodesh where something is. Let me say it this way, the way he says it. Number one, chibas hakodesh is where something is never makabel tumah, and you create it to say that it can be makabel tumah. Which you might say, it's not a food, and it makes it into a food. Number two is something that is makabel tumah, but it has not been hukshar lakabel tumah yet. It hasn't been wet yet. Chibas HaKodesh allows you to overcome that barrier. Va'od yesh ochlem de'makabel tumah b'chol makom, rak tzarach hechsher mayim o'shev mashkin. V'gamkin b'vor b'bekomos, de'chibas HaKodesh machshir ki'ilu ba'alei hamayim. Says the Menchas Chinuch, type one is much more mistaver than type two. To say, it's not a food, and the Torah gives it the status of food, so you could say, because what's ochel? Something significant, something that I'm going to partake in. So you could say, it's so special, I give this the status of ochel. But if something has to get wet in order to become tamei, how does my love for it solve that problem? It's as if it got wet. What is it as if it got wet? It's as if it's considered ochel. You could say my chashivas of that gives it a status. You have that concept elsewhere. We've discussed the concept of achshavei. Achshavei. If I'm burning something that b'bir chametz is a concept of achshavei. Burning truma tamei is a concept of achshavei. So you have that concept. If I eat something that is not ro'i to eat on Pesach. Right, so that's koma, that might be included in Issur D'oraisa. Why? It's not edible. The answer is, if I eat it, achshavei, I have given it chashivas. So says the Minchas Chinuch, type 1 chibas hakodesh makes sense. To say something is not food and you give it the status of food. But say something that didn't get wet. And if it got wet, why does that make sense? Aval ochlim below hechsher, dehem ochlim ach dein makablin tumma, de gzeres akosav shetsuchen hechsher mashkim, baze eni yodea klau, ma chashivas hu lakodesh de yakabal tumma, af shaloba maimala, ma chashivas ma sheyiye karav l'tumma. And that's why he says, if you look at the Rambam thinks type 1 is d'oraisa and type 2 is d'rabbanan. That's his distinction. That is the kasha, the Minchas Chinuch. He doesn't answer it. He just says that's why it is a din derabanan according to the Rambam. I think we might have mentioned in the past, though, at one point, that maybe one could answer this question, and that is, maybe, what does hechsher lakabel tumah mean? That itself is a machlokas Ramban and Sefer HaChinuch. The Ramban writes on Alatorin in Sefer Vayikra, is there a svar for hechsher lakabel tumah? Why does something have to become wet? So the Ramban speaks on a Kabbalistic level. He said, it's as if there are tumah and tahara pores on every food item, and you have to open the pores in order to let in the tumah. That's what the water does. Gets it wet in order to open those pores. So if that's the case, then it has nothing to do with us. But if you look in the Chinuch right here earlier, in Mitzvah Kuv Samach. You know what Tumas Och? You know why something has to become Hukshar Lekabel Tumah? Why does it have to become wet? Because what does one usually do to a fruit or vegetable before you eat it? You wash it off. Usually you wash it off before you eat it. Meaning, it's not called a food until it gets washed off. It doesn't have a shame ochel completely. The language of the chinuch in Kuf Samach. Lefisha derech b'nei adam b'ksas peiros v'yirakos. Lahadichon me'afron terem sheyochlu osan. Because the derech of b'nei adam is to wash them off before you eat them. Haya inyan lomar al kulan deraklal shelo yihi nikroin ochel ad sheyichshru b'mayim. It's not called ochel until you wash it off. Once you say that's the pshat of Hefshel Kabbal Tuba, then that becomes very close to type 1 Chibas HaKodesh. What was the Menachas Chinuch problem? Type 1, I understand. It's not called Ochel. You give it the status of Ochel. But Hefshel Kabbal Tuba, did it get wet? Ah, if you say Hefshel Kabbal Tuba itself, Lundis, is giving it the status of an Ochel too, then it's the same halacha. Same halacha of Chibas HaKodesh, and therefore that could answer his Svara problem that he has. Okay, that's a possibility. We touched on in Hilchas Shabbos Shirim, Rav Moshe and others have the halacha shaila. You let to wash off a fruit from dirt on Shabbos? Let to wash it off? So the Rav Moshe has three reasons in a tshuva why yes. One of them is that you'll eat it without washing it off. Okay, you say wash it off, but it's not really borer. That's the potential problem. Not really borer. Number two is everybody does it. It's not really, you're not really washing it. You do it because that's what people do. But if you'd be out in a field and you're picking apples, you'll go like, you'll rub it and you don't have to. But again, that's halachically, is that really borer enough? Either way, this is the discussion of Chibas HaKodesh. Again, Daraisa, Durabanan, the Minchas Chinuch, and other related issues. So let me read you the Lashon of Rabbeinu Chananel. He has a nice Lashon in Psachim Daf Chaf. What's the Lashon? What's the Svar of Chibas HaKodesh? Klomar, Ta'avas Ha'adam LeKodesh, Mashve HaDavar, Shemakdish, Afal Pish LeHokshar Bavayim, Ki'ilu Hokshar. The type of a people love Kedusha. They love Hektish. And therefore, that taiva is mashve the davar into as if water got on. But again, if you don't say our lundis, Menachas Chinuch's kasha is very strong kasha. Why should our love make it into wet? It can make it into food, but why should it make it wet? Okay, that is the discussion.
So by Eitzim and Lavona, both apply.
By Eitzim and Lavona, both are applying. Yeah, Eitzim and Lavona. But again, I have to read that in Psulei Mekdashim. I didn't read it, but at least the Daraisa to consider it ochel applies. Then you have to say it's even Hoshla Kabotoma if it didn't get wet beforehand. Okay, we continue. So says the Gemara. So we have a machlokim between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether if I eat Basar Kodesh before Zrika, so is that Malkus or not? So that was a machlokus. So Abaya said that machlokus is only by whether a person is Tomas Aguf, but if the Basar is Tomei, everybody would agree to get Malkus, because if Eitzim and Lavona get Malkus, which are inedible, surely this Basar before Zrika. The Rava Amar, no. Machlokus by Tomas Aguf. You're right, the Machlokus is by Tomas Aguf. Ava by Tomas Basar, Debre Akol, Eino Loke. Everybody agrees you don't get Malkus by Tomas Aguf. My time, why is that? Kivan de lo Karina Bey, Vitumaso Alav, V'nichrasa lo karina bay v'habasar asher yiga b'chal tamei lo ye'achel. If you look in Perek Zion, there is a parallel. Supsukim, Pasuk Yutes and Pasuk Chaf. The Pasuk Yutes says, this is in the Parsha Sav, v'habasar asher yiga b'chal tamei lo ye'achel, basar, meaning a carbon, that became tamei, you're not allowed to eat, ba'eshi sarei. And then the next pasuk says, "V'habasar asher tochal basar v'nefesh asher tochal basar mi'bzevach hashlamim mishal Hashem tumaso alav." Somebody who is tamei who eats basar v'nechrasa nefesh himeyameha. You're gonna get kares. So pasuk one is if basar is tamei, you're not allowed to eat it. But pasuk two is somebody who is tamei that eats a carbon is going to get kares. So we are comparing. The Gemara is comparing according to Rava, we're comparing when is there, the second pasuk talks about kares. So only when there is kares do we say the first pasuk applies as well. That if you eat basar, lo yeachel, you can get malchus. So again, the Gemara says, kivan, since you're not going to get v'nichrasa before zrikas adam, pasuk chaf does not apply before zrikas adam when a person is tameh, so even the previous pasuk yutes, is not going to apply. That lo yeachel, that iser, is not going to apply before zrika either. Lo karina beva basar, yiga b'chol tameh, lo yeachel. That's not going to apply. Ask the Gemara 1 minute, what does he do with the limud that Abaya asked. V'yamar mar v'habasar l'rabos eitzim v'lavona. Wouldn't eitzim and lavona be a kol shekein from there? So the Gemara answers no. Hachamayas kinan kegod shekidsho bikli. Eitzim and lavona could have an element that makes it more susceptible to problems than basar before zrika. What is that? Let's say you put the eitzim and lavona in a kli. Shedinasa kemisha karva kol matirav. It's as if all the matirin, meaning the whole avoda, was done properly. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says in Meila, kol sheyesh lo matirin, anything that has other items, other avodas that matir it. So when is it subject to Meila? Misha karva matirav. When all of its matirin have been hukrav. Kol sheyesh lo matirin, misha kiddush bakli. Anything that doesn't have anything that else matirs it, so right when it's Kaddish b'kli, so wood. Nothing's going to matcha the wood. So right when the wood goes into a kli, so that itself creates its kedusha, and then it will be subject to all these problems of tuma v'chulu. What kli are we talking about? Kitcha b'kli. What kli was the lavona? So lavona goes into a kli. Fine, lavona is what's burnt on the mizbeach before I eat from the... from the any carbon mincha before I eat from the lechem apanim. So that's the lavona. What about the wood? When is wood put into a kli? So Rashi says, what's the case of the wood being put into a kli? Rashi kitchab a kli. Eitzim shechata osam b'machtos kli sharis me'al mizbeach im gechalim. Rashi says, if you ever shoveled the coals, you put a shovel in, various times for the Trumas Hadeshah and for other avodas, yeah, for the Ketores, you had to take out a burning hot coals out from the Mizbeach. So if there's wood on there, so wood goes onto the shovel. The shovel is a klisharis, so that's what it is talking about. Tosfos is not so sure about this. Tosfos and Shekidish Bakli, Tema, Ma Kiddish Bakli Yesh Beitzim. When does wood go into a kli? Dima. Number one, let's go from the beginning chronologically. What's the first time that wood is touched by a kli? When you chop the wood to be able to put it onto the Mizbeach. That's the first possibility. So it says Tosas, Dibama, Shemivakin oso, Bakardom, Shkari Maslin oso. They used to chop the wood in order to use them to when they get the worms out. So, Hakardom ain't no Klishares. Those axes aren't Klishares. So that can't be considered their Kiddush. Like the Tosefta says, quoted in Kiddushin, Sholkada, if you use a Kardom of Hektish, whether you're a Vile Be'ilah or not. So Tosas says it can't be the axe. What about Rashi? Ubekuntris piresh demayri hacha be'etzim shachata b'maklus klisharis me'alam esbeach im gechalim. Maybe that's what it's talking about. By the wood that comes out when you shovel the coals out. Says Tosas, I don't like that either. Ve'ein mashma. The b'mesechas tamid mashma shayachote min hama'uchalos apnimios. What do you take from the mizbeach? You gotta go, you try to get all the way inside by all the wood that's totally burned up. Not the pieces of extra wood that haven't been burned yet on the outer pile. No, you get to where it's totally burned. That's not called wood anymore. That's literally panim chadashos ba'olakan. That's afer. That's ashes. Panim chadashos. That can't be, that's not talking about the kiddush of the wood. Umiyu yeshlomar. Tosas himself, though, answers, maybe I could rehabilitate that answer. Why? Lo b'trumas hadeshin ma'ari elo b'yom ha-kipurim shechote gecholam l'ktores. Maybe that din of the inner coals being needed, that's only a special din of trumas hadeshin. That's when you need those inner coals. But for other avodos where you need coals, it doesn't have to be for the most inner ones, and therefore you might have wood in the shovel as well. So that was all answer number two, though. And then Tosas says, maybe the third one, Venera de Kiddush Kli de Eitzim Hainu de Mashvi Lahu Legizrin. Maybe when you, not when you chop them to get off the wormy parts, which was answer number one, but maybe when you cut them down and shave them down to size to use in the wood piles, right, there are three or four wood piles on top of the Mizbeach. So if you have a large log, you have to cut it down to size in order to be able to use it. So maybe that cutting was done with the klisharis. Right, the Avagat the Kardam Lav Klisharisu, even though the original axe was, but this would be getting it ready for the Mizbeach. So, various answers given in the Rishonim, Rashi, and Tosas, three approaches. What is the Kli that the wood might be sanctified with? Okay, the Sfasemis asks, what about the Mizbeach? What about when you put the wood on the Mizbeach? Isn't that the greatest Klisharis we have? So, if you remember, right, what's up going up in your mind right now? Probably the line we had in the Gemara a couple of days ago on Daf Chav Zayin Amabez, right before the Mishnah. The Gemara there, if you remember, was Mechalik between the Mizbeach HaZahav and the Mizbeach HaChitzon. And what did the Gemara say? Hai ritzpah v'hai klisharis. Don't compare the, regarding the halacha of him ala lo yered. If it goes up on the mizbeach, lo yered. So that's the whole discussion of the ninth parak in Maseches Zvachim. So the Gemara there said, the mizbeach achitzon, that's just stones. So that has the status of the floor. Hai klisharis, this is a klisharis. So the mizbeach zav has the status of a klisharis. So does that mean, is that Gemara saying that a mizbeach achitzon mamish does not have the status of a klisharis? That would answer the Sasamis' kasha. He knows that Gemara. So the fact that he has the kasha means he does not hold that way. That's his kasha here. Then he odeya lama lo pireish be'etzim shenasan kfar ala maracha. The mizbeach mekadish tvei mikol hakelim. Right, the mizbeach is mekadish. What does it say? The Gemara later on, the Mishnah on Pevav later on. Kishem shaham mizbeach mekadish kacha kelim mekadshim. So you see, the mizbeach is the root kli that's mekadish more than any other kelim. So the Sfasem says it must be that they think the word kli in the Gemara means real kli and not mizbeach. Even though you're right, it could have said mizbeach. The problem is though, what are all the pshat? What is Rashi's pshat? It already was on the mizbeach. So according to their, if the Sfasamis is right, is that inachinami, but it, they don't think that, but according to Rashi, it's difficult, because according to Rashi, already was on the Mizbeach. According to Tosfos, that you're chopping it before it went onto the Mizbeach. According to Rashi, it would be difficult if it's Lav Dafka. Okay. So that's the Sfasamis. Now we move on. Says the Gemara. Where are we? Itmar. Hamala, once we quoted a machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, so we say, okay, let's quote another one, even though it's not exactly connected. Itmar. Hamala, ivari behema, tmei agabe amizbeach. What if somebody brings limbs of a non-kosher animal on the mizbeach? A non-kosher animal. Rashi says, horses and camels. Let's say I bring a limb of a camel up on the mizbeach. So Reish Lakish amar loket, Rabbi Yochanan amar eino loket. Machlokas, whether you get malchus or not. Right, there is a concept of havas chulun lazara. Right, havas chulun, you can't bring chulun lazara. You're going to get malchus for that. That's a discussion. But what about if you bring it up onto the mizbeach? Is that an added iser? So Reish Lakish amar loka. Reish Lakish says you get malchus. Why? Tahora in tamei alo. Because it says you have to bring min hatahora. So therefore, tamei alo, you can't bring up non kosher animal. Vilav haba mechlal asay lokan alav. And Reish Lakish, at least here, the Achronim say it can't be a general rule, because there are so many lava mamachala says that are for sure not malchus. But at least here, where it's linked to other Isurim, Reish Lakish says, if I bring up a leg of a horse up onto the Mizbeach, I'm going to get malchus. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, ain't lokan alav. Lav haba mechala say, ain't lokan alav, I'm not going to get malchus. So most of Rabbi Yirmiyah, yes, Rabbi Yirmiyah, osa tochelu velo behema temeya vilava ba mechala say it you shall eat only it. What's the it? Only an animal that chews its cud and has split hooves. Osa tochelu, and you cannot eat non kosher animals vilava ba mechala say. To understand the question, we have to do Rashi. Rashi quotes the continuation of the Brisa. Right, Rashi said right across from where we are. Rashi says kachshani b'tocha Brisa umas kinon. There's another line to the Brisa. This is all that I say. How do you know there's a lo sasei too? Tama lomar acheze lo tochelu. So you see the Brisa explicitly says, in order to get malchus, you need the lo sasei. Not just the lava bamechal asei. So it's a kasha on Reish Lakish, who says you get malchus just with the lava bamechal asei. And we're comparing, the Gemara doesn't make a big deal about it, we're comparing chulin and kachshim here. Right, we're quoting from Chulin, right, Osa Tochelu is by eating kosher animals. We're comparing that to the Isser of bringing, it's the same kind of pasuk that's quoted by bringing Karbanas. We're comparing the two. So we have to talk, we never had the Tuesday night shir about Shechita yet. By the way, we had Big Day Kahuna part 2 last night. Should be up already. The Ian shir related to the Daf, but hopefully we'll have Shechita discussions, soon. But here, so we're going to talk about Shechita, the comparison between Chulin and Kachim. We had the day in Tosfos at the end of the first parak, where Tosfos says, what's the reason of Shechita Ksheira Bizarre? What is that? What's the reason for that? That Shechita is Lava Voda? It's Ksheira Bizarre? But Tosfos said, you know why Shechita is Lava Voda? Because you have it by Chulin too. You don't have any Zrika by Chulin, but Shechita is an Avoda that's by Chulin also. So that shows it's lesser of an Avoda. I have to talk about that. But there are differences between Shechita of Chulin and Shechita of Kachim. Just go look at birds. Right, Shechita birds, you have to shech with a knife of chulin, and you're not allowed to shech with a knife by kachin, malika. If you do malika to a chulin animal, or shechita to a karban, they're both pasul. Right, they're unique, different avodos. Right, it's not just the difference between a knife and a fingernail, but it's different avodos. So back to the Gemara. So Rav Yirmiya asks on Reish Lakish that you see you don't get malchus. So Omer le Rav Yaakov le Rav Yirmiya bar Tachlifa Azra lecha. Let me explain it to you. Be'evari behema tamea kula amalo pligi. Everybody, a vari behemoth tamei, limbs of non-kosher animals, everybody agrees that there is no machlokas. There is no machlokas that it's only in asay, Rashi says. It's only in asay. Think of the Rambam says, no, everybody agrees that you get malchus. Machlokas, Rashi, Rambam. The brother says, oh, there's no machlokas there. Machlokas there for what? We'll get back to that Rambam in a second. But there's no machlokas by the limbs of a non-kosher animal. What about kipligi bechaya? What about a kosher chaya? Right, chayas are also not brought in the mizbeach. So which is worse, bringing a non-kosher animal or a kosher chaya? So v'hachi itmar. So that might depend on the Rashi Rambam discussion right here. So v'hachi itmar, Rabbi Yochanan amar, and also the shitas are switched. Who says the worse and who says not? So the Rabbi Kiva Eger here says that you find this sometimes when you have an Azbra Lecha, you not only have a new explanation of what they're talking about, but once in a while you switch the Shitos as well. So here, Bahachi Yedmar, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he's the Machmer Shita over Basay. You get an Isser Asay when I bring a Chaya instead of a Behema. Rabbi Yerush Lakesh Amar, Eina Ove, Bebelo Klum. You get nothing. Why? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Avar Basay Behema in Chayalo. Rabbi Yochanan says it's an Isser Asay. Rish Lakish Amar Eino Over Allah Bivalo Klum. You don't get anything. Ha'ulah Mitzvah is just a Mitzvah Lachadchila. Mitzvah Lachadchila to bring a Behema. But a Chaya is not an Avera. Not an Avera. So before we get back to the Rashi Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch Kubetzes here says, Chaya is an Avera? So he asks a great Kasha. It's not worse than a Balmum. A balmum is an Issa Daraisa. So isn't Chaya the whole animal is a mum? Is that can't be a carbon? So ask the Shimon Kubetzes. How can Reish Lakish suggest that you don't get any even an Issa Asay by bringing a Chaya to the Mizbeach? Ask the Shita knows Dalit Vakasha to Chaya to Oranami Migara Mi Mafresh Nekeva Laola. What happens if you're Mafresh Nekeva for a carbonola? The Amina Lakaba Davi Kabbalas Mum Uba Balas Mum Yishne Lavin Mishum Baltakrivu Mishum Baltishchatu. You're not. A Baal Mum is worse. Why is a Baal Mum worse? So V'yesh Lomar says in Shita B'Kubet says, yes, a Baal Mum could be worse because he's in the Parsha. It's similar to the concept of Nireh V'Nidche. If you're in the Parsha and you're excluded, that's worse. The V'yesh Lomar D'Davka B'Dekeva La'ola D'Av Yemin HaKrava K'mo Baal Mum Aval Chaya D'Lav Bas HaKrava Hi K'mo Chulin Lo Shayach Malavin K'mo Baal Mum. Big chiddush of the Shita B'Kubetzes. Again, the closer, the more potential it is, the worse it is. Right, like the discussion I mentioned before, havas chulin lazara. Right, that case, havas chulin, big discussion in the Rishonim. Is havas chulin lazara only something that I could bring as a carbon? Like I bring an animal that's not a carbon into the azara. What if I bring a radio into the azara? Is that an isra of havas chulin lazara? That's machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam says anything you bring. Even fruit. So the Mishnah Melech has a 4-page Mishnah Melech. Even, why does the Rambam say even fruit? Is that because you could bring Bikurim? Or is that as if to say, oh, anything? Not unclear exactly what the Rambam has, but the Rashba says, Mefarish. It's only something that you have the potential. So you might say, what do you mean? A radio is even worse. The answer is no. It's all about the potential. So here too, a chaya, ironically, could be less problematic than others. Okay, getting back to the Rashi, discussion of Rashi and the Rambam, by Eivari Behemah Tameya, non-kosher animals. So Rashi says, everybody agrees that's only Nasei. The Rambam says, in Yisurim Mizbeach, everybody agrees that's only Malchus. And the Rambam says, Kal Vachomer from Balmum there. So it relates to the Shiva Kubetzes also. I'm not going to read it now to save time, but in Yisurim Mizbeach, the Rambam says, Kal Vachomer from Balmum, that you get Malchus. Okay, let's continue. Masiv Rava. Rava says, 1 second, Ilu Namar Karban Lashem. Behema, ha'isi omer chaya b'chal behema. If it would have said karban lashem behema, and without specifying bakar vatzon afterwards, then I would have said ha'isi omer chaya b'chal behema. I would have said a chaya is included. Kiddush and Amar, like we know many places when it says the word behema, and it means chaya to be included. Like it says zos behema sher tochelu shar seksavim v'seizim ayotzvi v'yachmur v'chulu. Because you know by kashrus. You know that chaya is included in behema. Tamalomar, bakar vatzon amadil chavalo chaya. So when the Torah specifies bakar vatzon, so I know specifically it's bakar vatzon and not chaya. Yacholo yavi vimhevi kasher. I might think then, oh, it's only nisal chadchila, but if I brought a chaya, it would be kosher b'diavad. Halamaze doma. And what would be the mashal, dome la talmid sha'amar lo rabo haveli chitim, like a student who was asked by his rebbe, please bring me some wheat, the hevi lo chitim v'sa'orim, and he brings him some wheat and barley. So Hashem told us to bring behemos, and we bring behemos and chayos. So I might think it's not so bad, so he brought me something extra. So I might thought that's only a problem l'chadchilo, she'eino kamavar al dvarav, it's not like I'm not listening to my rebbe, elamosev al dvarav akasher, tamalomar, bakar vatzon. That's why he says bakar vatzon specifically, bakar vatzon amarti l'chavalo chaya, excluding chaya. Halamazet dome, what's a better mashal? L'talmit sh'amar lo rabo, al tavi li alachitim. Only bring me wheat. The hevi lo chitim v'sa'orin, and he brought him both, she'eino kamosev al dvarav, el kamavar al dvarav, u pasul. Question mark. So you see from there that chayas are puzzled totally. So tziyuf to the Reish Lakish, tziyuf to the Reish Lakish. There's no problem with chayas. So therefore, this price is a kasha on Reish Lakish. Good. Getting back to the Mishnah. V'kulan shekiblu. The Mishnah said at the beginning of the parak that all of these psulim that are makabel the dam, if there's enough blood left in the neck, so a kasha should go do it again. Yachzer HaKosher V'Yikabel. So, B'amine Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan had many discussions about Karbanos. Pasul, Ma'u She'yasa Shirayim. What if the Pasul didn't only do the Kabbalah, but he finished the whole Avodah? He did the Kabbalah, the Lacha, and the Zrika. Does that create problems to what's left over in the neck of the animal? If he just did Kabbalah, what does the Mishnah say? Go back to the neck, get some more blood, and do it again. But what if he did everything? Does that cause a permanent problem with what's left over? So Amalei, no. Ein l'cha zrika, the Bachi is in. Ein l'cha zrika osa shirayim, el l'chutz l'zmano v'chutz l'mkomo, hola maratz l'pikulo. The only thing that causes problems is with a kosher having a chutz l'zmano or a chutz l'mkomo thought. Why? Because those are halachically recognized machshavas by the Torah. That's pickle. That creates pickle. If that creates pickle, that could create a permanent problem with the leftover blood. But a pustle doing the avoda, no problem. No problem. A kasha could just come and do it again. Rav Zvid Masni Hachi. Rav Zvid, though, had the following version of the question. Boy, my name is Reish Lakish Mir Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish asked his Rebbe and his brother-in-law, Rabbi Yochanan. Kos pasul maushi yasashirayim. What about kos pasul? What's a kos pasul? Let's say I caught the blood in two cups. And I took one of them outside. I posseled one of the kosos. So does that possle the other one? So amalei, psul gufe masvir lacha. Reish Lakish, why did you ask me about the first question? Right, psul gufe, if the person is posseled. What, you're so sure about that? Whatever you say about that question, that's the same as this question. E posseled mashvi shirayim. If a posseled person could create shirayim, meaning related to question version one that we had, kos posseled nami mashvi shirayim. So if you take a cup out, that's also going to create shirayim. E posseled lo mashvi shirayim. Kos posseled nami lo mashvi shirayim. If a posseled doesn't cause problems, so the kos posseled also won't cause problems. We compare the gavras and the chefsa of the kos. Rav Yirmiyah Midifti Masni Hachi. He had the following version. Boy minei abayim rabba. Kos mao sheyase es chavero dachui oshirayim. Right? If you... this was the case. I'm sorry. The previous case... I'm sorry. I misspoke. The previous case was the kos. Does the kos affect what's left in the neck? This is the question of does the kos affect what's left in the other kos? Right, so that is the... I'm sorry. I misspoke. So kos mao sheyase es chavero dachui oshirayim. If... one kos, right, you makabo with two kosos, and you do the matanos with one of them. So we know whatever's left over in the cup that you did zrika from has to be poured onto the yesod of the mizbeach. What about the other kos that you did not use? Is that also shirayim and has to be poured on the yesod of the mizbeach? Or is that what's called nidche, pushed aside, and it's like it's pasul, and you just have to pour it down into a special pipeline that goes onto the Beis HaMikdash, not dafka on the mizbeach. So mashi yaseh chadero dachui o shirayim. Is it dachui, so it's not part of the mizbeach, or shirayim? So amalei plug the derbalaz of Reb Shimon v'rabanan. It's a machlokas. Titanya lamalahu omer es damo yishafech. In one pasuk it says its blood pour. That is lamala in the parsha of the seir of a nasi. Lamatahu omer ves kol damo yishafech. all of its blood. Lamata by a regular carbon chatas. So why does one pasuk say blood and one pasuk say all of its blood? So we darshan the psukim as follows. Minayin lachatas shekibal dama barba kosos. V'nosan matona achaz mizeh u'matona achaz mizeh shekula nishpachan liyasod. How do I know that if I catch a carbon chatas' blood into four cups and I use blood from each of the cups, so then all those leftovers are nishpach to the yisod of the mizbech. Time alom or vas called the maishafech. Everyone, all of them. Miyachol nasan mat arba mataras because echad you kula nishpach on the yisod. You might think that even if you did all four zrikas of a chatas from one kos, then all other three of them also are compared to are to poured on the yisod. Time alom or vas damo. That's the other pasuk. Its blood, not all of its blood. Haketzad, hu nishbach li yisod, vehe nishbach in la'ama. The cup that you used is the leftovers are poured to the yisod of the mizbeach, and the rest are just poured into the ama underneath. So the Tanakama holds that if you don't use a cup of blood, it is nidche. It is not shirayim, and therefore it's poured to the ama, to the pipeline going under, and not onto the yisod of the mizbeach. Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon Omer, no. Minayin lachata shekibal dama ba'arba kosos. V'nasan dalan matonis mikos echad shekula nishpachin liyasod. Even if you don't use three of the cups, still, those are all called leftovers. Those are all called shirayim, and you pour it on the mizbech, and as kedusha, tamalomar ves kol dama yishafech. All the blood, even if you only use one. Ay v'haksiv ves damo yishafech. What about the other pasuk that says it's dam? Everybody agrees that after you do the zrika, what's left in the neck of the animal, if there's any dam nefesh left, remember, only dam nefesh is used for zrika. Dam tamsis, which is blood that comes out afterwards, that is not a problem. But if there's any dam nefesh left in the neck, so that has to be poured only down the ama and not on the mizbeach. Okay, so different, this whole sugya in Lumdis is all about the connection. Is there a tziruf between the different cups that the dam is caught in? It might be, is the focus of Kabbalah on the dam? Is it focused on the gavra? In Lumdis and Kabbalah, if these cups are connected. Just to do a little more. Kibal HaKashar Nasan L'Pasal V'Chul. If you remember, the Mishnah quoted three cases that the Kashar could come by and do it again. It quoted if a pasul person did Kabbalah, then a kosher one could do it. If you did it with the left hand, then you could come do it with your right hand. If you did it with a kli chol, you could come do it with a kli kodesh. So, vitzricha, you need all three cases. Diyesh mina pasul, if you only said that a pasul person did it, you could switch it to a kosher. Hava mina my pasul, tamei, I would have thought, what did pasul mean in the Mishnah? Only a tamei person, dechazi levo de sibur, who after all is kosher for certain avodas, by Tumas Meis. By a carbon seabor. Avol smolo, but I would never have thought that if you do it with your left hand, then you could go back and fix it. That's why you gotta have the case of the left and right. V'yesh min smol, dislech shirat biyom kippurim. And if I only had the case of small, I would have thought that's okay because there is one time a year that the Kohen Gadol does use his left hand. When he goes into the Kodesh Kadashim and he has to carry the Ketores in one hand and the hot coals in another hand, what's he gonna do? So you don't have a choice. Ein brera. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow, about that case of Yom Kippur. But let's just mention it now, and we'll get to it tomorrow. So therefore, might not be so bad. Aval klichol lo, but if you use a klichol, maybe you would say that ruins it totally. V'yeshmin and klichol, and if you only have the case of klichol, mishim dechazi lekidushinu. Maybe you could sanctify a klichol. So therefore, it's not so bad. Aval hanach emalo. So this itself could become good. Aval hanach, but these other problems of small and puzzle, emalo, maybe not. Sricha. That's why you need all three cases. There's a kasha they asked on the Rambam. I mentioned this last night in the shir. The Rambam says in Hilchas Beis HaBechira, Aleph Chaf, that you have to make the klishares, l'shem klishares, before you make them. Sometimes you read this Gemara. The Gemara says you can make a klichol into a klishares. So it's Tzarech I and the Achronim try to figure out exactly how the Rambam reads our Gemara. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Ben Hashem will continue tomorrow. We'll start off with the discussion of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. If you can't do the Avodah with your left hand, so how do we even allow it on Yom Kippur? Is that a Psol Daraisa? Is that a Psol Darabanan? If it's a Daraisa, it's a big problem. Right, so how do you get out of that issue? So we'll have to talk about that, and we'll get into some other issues as well. More Piggle coming up tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, the sponsor today is in honor of Ezra Chaya Matthew Siegel's birthday, his 21st birthday. Love Mommy, Daddy, and Allie.